You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired June 18th, 2025. Ahead of the sunrise ceremony and celebration for the five-year anniversary of Land Back Camp on June 21st, CKMS News spoke with Mangishimo, an organizer of the event and an Indigenous advocate in the region. June 21st is also National Indigenous Peoples Day and the summer solstice. Mangishimo told CKMS News that the sunrise ceremony will start around 7 a.m. in the courtyard at Willow River Center in downtown Kitchener, and will last up to 2 hours. The ceremony is being done in partnership with the Multicultural Festival and is a kickoff to the festival, which runs over the weekend in Willow River Park. The sunrise ceremony will feature the lighting of a ceremonial fire, some drumming and song, and words from youth activist Sky Smoke and advocate, educator, and residential school survivor Lila Bruyere. Mangishimo, a coordinator at the Willow River Center, also discusses the impact that Land Back Camp has had locally in the 5 years following the protest camp and reclamation of space in Willow River Park, Waterloo Park, and Laurel Creek Conservation Area. Here is the interview.
My name is Mangishimo. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm the co-director of Willow River Center.
What does Indigenous Peoples Day mean to you, and how does the sunrise ceremony on Saturday reflect that?
As a local advocate and activist, I believe that National Indigenous Peoples Day is every day. We should be celebrated every day, but it is an honor that we now have a day and now a month. This is the first time, actually, that Willow River Center and Land Back Camp is partnering with the Multicultural Festival in hosting this event, which is great. We've been working on this partnership for the past year, and we're looking forward to a great morning in the courtyard of Willow River Center, as long as the weather holds up.
How has it been working with the Multicultural Center?
It's been great. We've been having a few meetings with them and talking with them about, you know, creating more space for the Indigenous community within their festival. Over the years, the Indigenous community has had access to the island in the Willow River Park. So the Indigenous community has had access to that for many, many years during the Multicultural Festival. But we've been in discussions about actually creating space for us within the festival itself. So we're hoping that's something that the committee takes forward and implements in future festivals. But for now, we offered to host the sunrise ceremony this year at the back of the center. It'd be a beautiful way to start the day. Have a few words from Sky Smoke, a local Indigenous Mohawk youth, and then my mother, a residential school survivor, Lila Breer, as well as a drum circle and the lighting of the fire. And then just inviting the community, the folks who've always been with us by our side over the years to just, you know, just socialize, be with one another. The Multicultural Festival is providing us with breakfast and drinks and snacks and stuff for the morning. So it'll be a beautiful day either way.
What happens at a sunrise ceremony? And can residents take part in the event?
Yeah, absolutely. This is open to the whole community. This is a ceremony that everyone is welcome to be a part of. We'll start at 7 a.m.-ish with the lighting of the fire. The sun will already be up by then, but we're starting at 7 a.m. just to give people a couple more minutes of sleep. And it's just a beautiful day, a beautiful way to start the day with the sunrise coming up. Greet the day in a good way with song, with our medicines, and especially with just words from a youth and an elder. Those generations, listening to both of those generations, those voices are so important, right?
This event is also celebrating 5 years since Land Back Camp was launched. Can you reflect on some of the change that Land Back Camp has catalyzed locally?
Yeah, I've been reflecting on it a lot in the last couple of weeks, knowing that this date is coming up. I can't believe it's actually been 5 years, and thinking back to the amount of work that we as a camp or as a group, as an organization, the amount of things that we've been able to accomplish in that 5 years, and projects that we're continuing to work on. So even just from that initial moment when two tents and a teepee were set up in the middle of the park to 3 days later, you know, this group of people showing up and we're now having like this full-fledged camp in the middle of the park, and then realizing that this 3-day camp that we planned had now turned into like this local movement, and we've been able to make so many changes from it, and we continue to make changes from it as well. And it's just been a really cool thing to be a part of, especially with our group members as well, most of them being youth, to watch them grow and find their voices, and to watch them become leaders in their own spaces. And it's been an honor to just watch them flourish and grow.
Landback Camp was launched as part to put pressure on the city to include indigenous people in decisions about things that affected them, and to open up space and create more space for indigenous cultures to thrive in the city. Has that happened?
No. Since then, like, you know, the city and the regions now have these EDI teams. It's in very small steps. You know, we can now have gatherings in public spaces for free, because that was part of the work that we did, and that was one of our demands. So it's been great now to see the local indigenous groups and organizations accessing public spaces for free and having those fees waived. But at the same time, it speaks to like a larger issue, is that we don't have our own space. Though. We don't have our own community center, which is something that Amy and I have been working with on the region now for 5 years, going on 5 years, is this conversation around the Charles Street Bus Terminal and advocating, and that remain a civic space and that become a downtown community center, not just for the indigenous community, but for, you know, all grassroots groups, because not only us, but there are so many other groups out there that are struggling for space, right? It would be nice to have some sort of hub in downtown Kitchener where all of these groups could go to access, you know, childcare, art space, a gymnasium, you know, some sort of green space, affordable housing units. So we're still in those conversations, and it's something that we're in our fifth year in, so we're not giving up on that.
In closing, Bongishimo reflected on the importance of getting together and supporting each other while political violence surges at home and abroad.
With everything going on in the world right now, I think now is the time to gather. Now is the time for us to come together and just be with one another and support one another. There's just so much violence and chaos in the world right now. And, you know, to come join us just for a few minutes of your time and just be with one another. And on this day, you know, take time to reflect of everything that we as Indigenous peoples have gone through over the centuries here since colonialism arrived on our shores, right? That is so important. And to just reflect on how you benefit from the privilege that you receive here, and what you can do to be a better ally to the Indigenous peoples, because there's still so much work that needs to be done in the region and the cities, and so far we've only seen small steps from them. So just come be with us. Just come share space, because we will always need your support. We will always need community standing by our side.
You are listening to an interview with Indigenous advocate and organizer of the Sunrise Ceremony, happening in the courtyard at the Willow River Center at 7 a.m. on National Indigenous Peoples Day, Saturday, June 21st. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.